Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Most folks have heard of the Boston Marathon and the New York Marathon, but few have heard of the Montana Legislative Transmittal Marathon. It begins today in the House and Senate chambers and could run until the late hours of tomorrow evening. When it's over, there will be winners and losers, but the participation prize for every legislator is the chance to head home for a much-needed transmittal break. It's a marathon because legislators will spend the next 2 days in their respective chambers hearing bill after bill in an effort to get them across to the other house before the transmittal deadline. It may not be as physically grueling as a traditional marathon, but it's definitely a challenge mentally. That's because legislators will hear hundreds of bills in the next 2 days, ranging from overhauling the election process to prison sentencing reform to highway construction to revising laws related to child protective services. As the debate on the bills drones on, each followed by a vote, the challenge for legislators is to remain mentally engaged. The analogy that best describes sitting in your seat for 10 hours straight, listening to debate reverberate through the chamber of the House of Representatives, is akin to sitting at an auction for 10 hours, listening to the auctioneer sell cows. In the end, your backside aches, your head aches, and your ears ache. It's hard to explain to someone who's never been through it, but it's necessary and happens every legislative session. As we've said before, the Montana Constitution requires the legislature to meet for 90 days every 2 years. There are those who would rather they met for 2 days every 90 years, but that's a subject for another broadcast. To ensure that the legislature completes its work in the allotted time, there have to be strict deadlines, and the biggest deadline is transmittal, the midway point where all general bills that were introduced in one house have to be passed and sent to the other house, or they die. Today is the 43rd day of the session. Wednesday is day 45, the midway point. Rumor has it that the Senate may suspend the rules and adjourn late tonight. The House is scheduled to complete its work by Wednesday, but may finish up late Tuesday night. Either way, legislators, lobbyists, and staff are all looking forward to the much-needed break. This year's break runs 5 days, from Wednesday until Sunday. Legislators then reconvene for the final push toward adjournment sometime in late April. These marathon floor sessions are an interesting time for lobbyists because there's so little we can do. The committees have completed their work and legislators are sequestered in the chamber, so the best we can do is sit in the galleries and watch and pray. We at the Montana Family Foundation still have several bills waiting to transmit, one of which is Senate Bill 215, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It passed second reading on the Senate floor on Saturday by a whisker-thin 26-24 margin. The final vote in the Senate is today, and if we lose just one vote, we lose the bill on a tie. Needless to say, we've been working all weekend to shore up votes. This is an important bill, and it died on a tie vote 4 years ago. We're doing everything in our power to make sure that history does not repeat itself. The best thing about transmittal is that it gives us a clear picture of the session going forward. At transmittal, nearly two-thirds of the bills will die, and we hope all of ours are still in play. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.